Your credit score, that seemingly made-up number that is actually really important. Whether you're buying a house or even a car, chances are your credit score is going to matter. So isn't it time you did something about it? A Vanquis credit card could be your first step. Simply go online to check if you're eligible, and you could join the 4 million people who have already started their journey with Vanquis. Walk tall with Vanquis. To build your credit score, stay within your credit limit and make minimum payments on time. Over 18s only. T&Cs apply. Representative 39.9% APR variable.
This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, being the 8th of June, Tuesday, which is lovely. And you've got another 10 days of sunshine. Yuck, yuck, yuck. But it doesn't matter because the good news is, as you've heard on the programme already, that Harry and Meghan are going to take 5 months off. Was it 5 months or something like that? Because they work so hard. Lazy boy Harry, obviously, you know, has just decided now he doesn't want to do anything. I mean, it's so exhausting talking to Oprah, isn't it? I mean, just so tragically. I mean, they always were bone idle. Now they've just proved it. Meanwhile, poor old Fern McCann, a disaster in the love stakes. You know, child with Crim, who's currently serving time in prison, you remember. And now she's split from some bloke called Jack, 6 months after making the romance official and saying he's the one. Right, load of old cobblers, isn't it, really? I mean, it's just, they tell lies, lies and lies. But having watched poor old Fern McCann, right, she's a bit like that. You know, it's a case of why would anybody want to go out with them? And the answer is, people don't. 6 months, and that's called long term. But this is that's the one. So you heard that before, haven't you? Of course you have. You heard that from Jordan with the latest little dipstick that she's managed to find. You know, another poor lamb to the slaughter. Simon Cowell set to earn up to $10 million a year as he launches America's Got Talent residency in Las Vegas. Yeah, I could live without that, actually. It's at the Luxor. And so what they'll do is they'll just have people on the show and you'll be going to a variety show with a load of deadbeats. Can't think of anything else, really. Helen Flanagan, what do you do for a living? Cozies up to her fiancé, Scott Sinclair. They've been fiancé for ages. They enjoy a trip to the Natural History Museum with newborn son Charlie. It's lovely. She doesn't really do anything either, I'm afraid. She just sort of gets herself pregnant. I think she's 30, and I think she's got, is it three children, four children, one child? Three, two, I don't, I've got no idea. No idea. I can't keep up with it. Brian McFadden. Remember Brian McFadden? Used to be out with Kerry Coke, has children, and they've welcomed their first child together, who's called Ruby Jean. No, not him and Kerry. No. This is with Danielle Parkinson. We don't know what she does, but her Croydon facelift hairstyle tells you everything you need to know. And her waters broke when they were playing golf. They'll let anybody on a golf course nowadays, won't they? Sinead O'Connor announces she's retiring from touring, saying it's time to make other dreams come true. So all her gigs will be cancelled. So basically she couldn't give a stuff about you, the audience. You know, I'm terribly sorry, you know, because I don't want to do it anymore. OK, fine. Well then, you know, try and get yourself sorted out. Meghan Markle gave a secret nod to Dariah Ragland. That's her mother. In daughter Lily's name. Everybody said the same thing. All the experts have said it's been done to do damage limitation. As I say, you can't trust either Meghan or you can't trust Harry. But to announce that they're now taking time off from doing, I mean, I don't want to be rude. Nothing at all. Sitting there doing an interview. Is that called work, dear? No, obviously not. Suicide is up, anxiety is through the roof and businesses are folding. Pip Schofield slams the idea of the 21st of June Freedom Day being pushed back in an explosive rant. He was speaking to Julia Hartley Brewer, probably through a medium, I should imagine. Very boring. Mind you, talking of boring, I watched the Piers Morgan life stories thing the other day. And I don't know if it was an old one or a new one. Might have been a new one, actually. And it was Chris Eubank was on there. Is it an old one? Because he had all this money. He wasted it because he was always a bit of a prat. And now he's a bankrupt. And they had his son and all sorts of other people on there. And he was sort of living a fake life. First shown in February, was it? Oh, right. Because I was sort of watching it thinking. And at one point he's asking questions about, you know, so did you have affairs with other people? This is all in the past. And he talks as if he swallowed a dictionary, but he's not bright enough to know that he hasn't swallowed a dictionary. And so he pauses in between thinking about... Everybody does an impression of Chris Eubank. It's one of those sort of standard things. I've not seen him on Gogglebox. Oh, this is with his son, isn't it? Two boring people in the same family. Very weird. But he was sort of talking about, oh, yeah, I had the truck and all the rest of it. And then Piers came back to the... So you had all the... Did you know why your wife left you? No, I did not understand why. And you think, well, it's because you had all these affairs. And his answer was, but I always came home to my wife. And I thought, oh, that was like asking Keir Starmer, you know, did you do drugs? You know, and he came up with a pat answer. Honestly, these people. EastEnders star Layla Morse reveals she's jetting off to Spain for a holiday. She's had a PCR test and both doses of COVID vaccine. Keira Knightley says she wore Chanel every day during lockdown as she wows for the new Harper's Bazaar UK cover shoot. It's one of those where they sort of do your hair and makeup and then they stick you in front of a fan and that blows your hair backwards and makes you look a bit exotic. Well, that's what they say. That's what they say. I mean, oh, you brought a fan with you. That's sweet, isn't it? Lovely. Where'd you get that from? Yeah, blow my hair back later. I used to do that in the car. I'd have all the windows down and the sunroof open and sort of wait. And I'd look in and my hair was all tousled. It was really lovely, actually. Jason Sudeikis. See, I don't know who he is, actually. I have no idea. But he's 45, and he's heartbroken and upset over ex-fiancée Olivia Wilde's relationship with Harry Styles. And there's a picture of him. Well, I mean, you know, to be honest with you, Jason Sudeikis, who's probably very nice, or Harry Styles. Harry Styles wins hands down, doesn't he? I mean, goodness sake. Liam Payne wants to spend more time with his son, Bear, and focus on clean living. He's caught up in engagement to somebody called Maya Henry. He's 27. I mean, the worst thing is Cheryl's 37. I mean, she's pushing the boat out, poor old Cheryl. But apparently Liam's soaking up time with his four-year-old, who he shares, and trying to have a more clean living lifestyle. Lovely. He seems quite sweet. Not the brightest penny in the box, but quite sweet. Oh, look, here she is. It's Colleen Rooney. Sharing photos from a beachside getaway with Wayne, footballer Tom Cleverley, and his TOWIE star wife, Georgina. She's very plain for TOWIE. I don't know whether perhaps she's not on TOWIE anymore. Former TOWIE. Oh, that's right. Looking at the picture of her, you're very plain, aren't you, dear? It's not your fault, I realise. But the whole idea about TOWIE is that they're all sort of over the top, you know, and not very talented. But it's nice when you can go out with a footballer, isn't it? We all like footballers. And Colleen, actually, to see her and Wayne together is almost quite unusual in this day and age. Things you normally prefer somebody a little bit older. Peter Crouch and his wife, Abby Clancy, will not be expanding their brood. He jokes having four children was a ridiculous decision. I don't think so. I like him. I did tell him I didn't know anything about football. When he came in, I said, you're talking to somebody who knows nothing about it. Alex Reid believes that his stint in prison, didn't even know he was in prison, did you know that? Was karma for wishing ill on Katie Price as it attracted bad energy. He was sent to prison for 8 weeks for a contempt of court. Oh, he lied in a witness statement. He only served 4 weeks. He serves the remaining 4 weeks on licence. He's a former cage fighter. He's a cross-dresser, isn't he? He's a cross-dressing cage fighter. And he was at Pentonville. And he'll serve the remaining... He's obviously a bit of a prat. You know, but there again, most of the people that poor old Jordan goes out with are unfortunately a little bit simple. And as I say, she's just dreadfully, dreadfully dull and boring. But here she is, another picture of her. There's no truth in the rumour that she's going out to Big Brother Australia. I mean, even they're not that desperate. Also, it was against my human rights. Alex Reid says he witnessed a stabbing, was taunted about Katie Price, and his cell was covered in cockroaches. Such a drama, honestly. Such a drama. As he breaks his silence on a prison stint. Covered in cockroaches, really? Is that true or is that just made up? He's a former cage fighter. We don't know what he does now. But apparently his cell in Pentonville, in Islington, was teeming with cockroaches and rats. I'm sorry, dear, are you drinking or something? Teeming with rats and cockroaches? I don't think anybody's going to believe that old rubbish. Molly Mae Hague says people should stop normalising filler after her decision to go more natural. I don't know what I've done to my face. Well, you know, I mean, what do you do for a living, dear? You know, that's what we have to ask ourselves. And Will Mellor claims fraudsters laundered £10,000 through bank accounts they set up his name after stealing his post. So that's it. See, I don't have anything to do with bank accounts delivered to me. It's all done online, everything. And it doesn't go to me anyway. It goes straight to the accountant. I don't think I've seen a bank account in ages, which is safe. I have people what do. because I can't. I mean, you know, to be honest with you, I was surprised he had £10,000 because most people nowadays they don't have. Didn't it? James O'Brien told us that most people have £100 in savings, and some people don't even have £100 in savings. They're living literally hand to mouth. But he had £10,000. I suppose if you save or if you've got insurance policies or something like that, we'll have to wait and see. But my favourite is on YouTube, the American police officer. She's obviously quite high up and she's talking to somebody who's quite clearly in an Indian call centre, trying to convince her that he's going to send somebody around to have her arrested for drug running. And it's all she can do to stop laughing down the phone at him and going, is your parent, your mother, still as thick as you are? You know, and he says, listen, if you don't give me this information, in 45 minutes, they'll be round to arrest you. You go, yeah, yeah. Send your mum and dad round, OK? Let's have a bit of a laugh with them, shall we? Don't they know that their son's the biggest prat under the sun? Go, oh, blimey, honestly. But anyway, in the end, she did say, you've called a police station. And it all of a sudden, click, the other end. They're such little girls. They get so frightened in these call centres abroad, trying to convince us to part with our bank details. You know, can you give me the last four numbers of this? Can you give us your home address? No. No. Yeah. And your mother's maiden name and what your first pet was called. No, we're not doing anything like that at all. But listen, you've apparently got quite a few weeks of sunshine coming up. Ghastly, isn't it? Ghastly. And I shall let you know how it all goes. I shall just fade rapidly because I'm not very good in heat at all. I'm better. If it rained, I'm fine. If it rained, I'm fine. But at the moment, I'm trying to get rid of pigeons. We've got pigeons all over the place. And I tend to find a water pistol. Works a treat, but then they come back the following day. So the following day, I get the water pistol, and it's a big. It's called a super soaker, and you pull it. It's just like two tubes. It's not even flash, and you pull up, suck out the water, and then aim it at them, and it's really brilliant, and frightens the life out of them. I tend to try and get them when they're asleep because at the moment they're making mess everywhere. They sit on a pipe and they just go to the toilet. You know, the only good pigeon is a dead pigeon. Or one under short crust pastry. You know, the amount of money in London we spend on cleaning up pigeon muck runs into millions every year. And who pays for it? You do. You do. Anyway, have a lovely day. And I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Same time. Till then, stay safe.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can listen live to Steve Allen Sunday to Friday from 4 a.m. on FM in London, across the UK on DAB Digital Radio and on Global Player.